blessing having laborers in the household of faith. Praise God. And they appreciate what it is that they're doing because you're helping to build the kingdom. Yeah, you're helping to build the kingdom and make things happen and make things work. But in Ezekiel chapter 47, where the Lord reveals to Ezekiel, and it's as the, I'll just call him the angel of the Lord, he stretches out that line, you know, 1,000 cubits, which is roughly almost 1,800 feet. One translation says 1,750, but they say a cubit is the length of, it's almost like the length from the elbow, I think, to the hand, but roughly about 18 inches, if you will. And so 1,000 cubits, he stretches out, and then he walks out. And that's the Lord just letting us know, I'm going to take you further. And we've taught on it and shared about it. And, you know, we in our own don't do it much justice, but by the leading and guiding of the Holy Ghost, he gets us to that place. But it just takes a step of faith to believe and trust him. And so he takes us out, and, you know, the seashore of safety is okay, and we're okay right here. But the Lord is saying, I want to take you out deeper, just like he told the disciples, launch out into the deep for a great catch. And so he takes them out, and, you know, it's like his ankle deep, and he's okay there. And so then he extends it out another 1,000 cubits, and, you know, it's knee deep, and he's okay there because he's still able to control himself. And that's what Sister Diana was referring to about the current and all, and going out into the waters and getting so far that you can't touch the bottom of it, and so you get nervous and all. But he extends it out further, and he goes out in this waist deep, and he's like, okay, this is, yeah, amen, and praise the Lord. And so, you know, it's like, this would be cool. I get the point. I get the message. But it's like, no, there's more. There's more. Because it gets deeper with distance. Everybody say deeper with distance. Deeper with distance. And the deeper is not to drown us, but the deeper is to take us into the deep, vast wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God, the revelation of God, the very place where God takes over. And all we can do is just swim and go along with the current in the direction that it's going. Because everywhere the water went, guess what? Okay, let's read. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were the knee or to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. Brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Next verse. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river. Everybody say it was a river. It was a river. Now, we know what Jesus says about the river, and we've covered it as well. Minister Denise covered it, going to John chapter 7, verse 37. Well, you know, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This he spake concerning the Holy Ghost, who had not been given yet, because Jesus had not been glorified. But now Jesus has been glorified, and so the river flows, the Holy Ghost flows in that regards. That I could not pass over, I could not go across, get to the other side. I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Okay. So, obviously, you know, there's something there about, he's not just talking about just regular, just, you know, water, river, and we know what that is naturally or what that looks like naturally. We could even imagine it in our own minds naturally what that looks like, but it's like, what would be the purpose if all it was just a natural thing? What would be the purpose? He took me out there, the water was so deep I swam, and then I came back to the shore. Praise God. And so then he goes on to expound a little more. Next verse, please. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Next verse. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other side. So obviously things transpired while the angel was taking him out deeper into the river, stuff that he had not seen before. And so now when he comes back, his mind is blown because it's like trees everywhere. And we could look at this further in the glorified state, what a writer talks about in the book of the Revelation regarding the trees and bearing fruit every month, which is the same as this. So Ezekiel, Daniel, John the Revelator, and there might be one more that I'm missing. They all saw similar end time visions, if you will. But in this particular one, this is not just for way ahead to where after the tribulation is over and, you know, we have a new heaven and a new earth and then we see the glory of God like never before. This deals with our times leading up to that time. And so let's go to the next. Let me read this one. Then he said unto me, these waters issue out towards the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea. Now, the sea that he's talking about is the Dead Sea. Who knows why it's called the Dead Sea? There's no outlet. And what else? It's dead. It's dead. There's no life there. No fish there. Nothing can survive there. People go there and they soak in it now, and it does something for their bodies, if you will. I was there on the shores. I didn't do that. Praise God. That's just not me. I don't need that. Praise God. Some people do, and they felt good afterwards. You know, it's a good thing for them and all, but it's like, no, I ain't going to nothing dead until God quickens it and makes it alive and makes it clear enough for me to see through. Praise God. So anyways, that's just a little side trip. Won't cost you anything. But look at this. Look at what the river brings, and this is the point that I want to get to. And go down into the desert and into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. Next verse. So what's in the river? Don't be afraid. Say it loud so they can hear you. One more time. Now everybody join in. Healing's in the river. Healing is in the river. That's for now. Wherever the river goes, it brings healing. Wherever the Spirit of God flows, healing shall take place. Let healing take place. Welcome healing in your physical body. Welcome healing in your mind, in your soul. Welcome healing, spirit, soul, and body. Be completely made whole. Welcome it. It may not look like it. It may not feel like it, but welcome the river, because the river brings healing. And it shall come to pass, listen to this, that everything that liveth, and this is the part that I like, because, you know, it goes into fish, and the fishermen are now able to fish out of the Dead Sea, and it was called the Dead Sea because of it was dead and nothing could live in there. But look at what the river does. That everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish. Now, in this, you know, it's using a natural analogy and all, but we know that Jesus told us he would make us what? Fishers of men. So this represents people. There shall be a very great multitude of people, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither or wherever the river cometh. So that means everything comes alive. And if we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, we ought to be alive. Hallelujah. Full of life. Not withering and fading away, but getting brighter and brighter as the noonday. Hallelujah. The sun in full strength, if you will. Full of life for the glory of God. I've got a river of living water flowing out of me. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next verse, Sister Teresa. Is this the next verse? And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi or En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. I don't know how to pronounce that word, but you can see it. En-Eglaim. That would be, if that was a C, and we cut that off right there, and that was a C, that would be what? Yeah, so En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth their nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. Dad is going, when I say is going, he's been ready. So, but Dad is going to save multitudes, and we are going to experience another great revival before this whole thing wraps up. Hallelujah. That's why the Holy Ghost is here to help us in order to win sinners unto God. And so it's like there's never been a time for saints of God to check out and get away from God. It's like, no, get more turned on to God. Let everything turn you on for him. Next verse, and then we'll stop here. Yeah. But the miry places, everybody say the miry places, thereof, and the marishes, I think that's kind of like a marsh or something, but marishes, thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. What could that be if we're looking at fish representing people? We know that it's God's will what? You've heard that over and over and over again. None perish but what? All come to repentance, to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so it certainly wouldn't apply to people who have not had an opportunity to receive Jesus, because God wants to save them. But it will be for those who've had the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus and rejected it or turned away from him. They're like the miry places and the marishes or the marsh places, if you will. And it's like where people just don't want to come out of their place of stupor, if you will. And the place, it's like Isaiah when he prophesied, and in the Amplified, it's like, you know, arise and shine, for your light has come. And it's like, arise out of I'll just say it like this, the dark places. Arise out of the place where life has caused you to become prostrate. In other words, has just flattened you on your back, if you will, has just laid you out, and you just, you know, you just. And it's like, no, get up. Don't lay there in the mire. Don't lay there in the marsh. Get up. But for people who don't want to get up, the water can't heal them because they don't want to. And so the water will flow, and wherever the river flows, the waters to heal are there. It's for everybody. It's not just for a select few. It's for everybody. That healing begins with salvation. Praise God. That's the greatest gift God could give any believer, any person, if you will. It's the gift of salvation. To save us from a life of trespasses and sins, and give us his life so that we live again, and we live again for his purpose and for his wills to be fulfilled in all the earth. But for a person that would resist, oh, they tie the hands of God. But don't let that be you. The river is here, and the river is rising. Hallelujah. Just tell your neighbor the tide is rising. Okay, and this is a word that I had received while over there, And it's another one of those common secular words, but it's just another word. It was like the word remarkable. And but this one is thrive. Everybody say thrive. Everybody say thrive. Everybody say thrive. Okay, so let me give you the definition of thrive, Webster's definition. And if you have a definition, you can raise your hand, and I'll acknowledge you. Before I keep it up, if it's up. No hands up. Was your hand up? Oh, I got it. Everybody say thrive. Say thrive again. Say thrive one more time. Now say, I want to thrive for the glory of God. Okay, the river is here and the waters are rising. Thrive, to grow and develop successfully, to flourish or succeed. Don't you want to thrive for the glory of God? Don't you want to be fruitful and productive? Don't you want to succeed for the glory of God? Dad wants you to succeed. He doesn't want you to be a loser. He doesn't want you to be a quitter, if you will. No, he wants you to grow, develop. He wants you to thrive. Yeah. So we're going to thrive in the river as the waters are rising. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Have you given already? I want to give you an opportunity to give an offering. We have a couple of prayer requests that we want to pray for. Also, this coming Saturday, the E-Team is going out. I don't see Brother Kwame here tonight. Am I missing it? Kind of, you know, dark out there. So, but anyways, he'll be contacting you all and letting you know where you'll be going evangelizing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that'll be at 10:30 a.m. Hallelujah. Are you ready to thrive? Glory to God. I am too. Hallelujah. Also, by way of announcement, within 2 weeks, we'll be recarpeting the tabernacle. And so we're going to need some helping hands. That you have any? No. Okay. In Jesus' name, we agree. Bless this now. For the glory of God. Amen. We'll be recarpeting the tabernacle. And so we'll need some helping hands to come along and help us to move the chairs and things into the warehouse area. We got to clear everything out, excluding the platform itself. These two smaller platforms, all of the instruments, equipment, and just all of the furniture, so that the carpet people can come on in and do their thing, pull up the carpet, get rid of it, bring in the new carpet, glue it down, and it's going to be real nice. It's going to be real nice. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you'll be having further notice, but right now it looks like it'll be probably 2 weeks from today on a Thursday and Friday that they'll be doing this. So it'll be like Wednesday night. That Wednesday night, we will make sure to have everything out of here. And we got to have everything out of the cry room, too. And we're going to need cooperation from the mothers with nursing infants who go back there, because it'll be new carpet back there. And some of the things that be going on with the children and all, we just want you to take better care of it. Don't treat it like your living room or your bedroom. Treat it like the house of God. And so, you know, clean up after yourselves. And the same in here. Don't wear glitter. No more glitter on the kids' clothes. Amen. Let's keep the glitter. You know, keep that at home. Let them wear that on Saturday. And get it all over your furniture, and then Sunday they wear something that has no glitter on it. Amen? Praise God. So we won't have glitter on the chairs and glitter on the carpet and stuff like that. We'll try and keep it. You know, if you take care of things, they'll last a long time and they'll look good for a long time. But if you don't take care of it, it'll just wither away. So we need you to do that for us, please. Amen. Also, another announcement. You might think that things are changing. We're transforming. We're being renewed, if you will. And we are experiencing God's goodness, his wisdom, his favor, and all. Dot, dot, dot. There's a screen. There's something that comes across the screen. I don't know if you can bring that up, Sister Teresa, now. But it's a saying. I'm about to be changed. I'm about to be renewed. I'm about to be changed. I'm about to be transformed. I'm about to be renewed. I'm about to be blessed. There it is. To be increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and men. I'm about to be blessed. And so these are things you want to get into your spirit, that you'll speak those things over your life every day, and you'll see divine results take place. It's not a mind game or anything like that. It's not trying to have you to be robotic, but it's to get us all on the same page about what God is doing in our midst, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen? Praise God. And you'll see another one about, you know, one of the most saddest conditions is for a man to sit under the lively ordinances with a dead, stupid, untouched heart. That's a quote by Matthew Henry. And then you all probably know this one by now. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never be the same. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, and so speaking those things over your life as God quickens that word that you're speaking to make it come to pass. And just remember, the river is flowing and it's rising. Hallelujah. It gets deeper with distance, but don't be afraid of the distance, because God is with us in this. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of the depths. Hallelujah. And it involves that change and that transformation. It involves that being renewed, and it involves that not being afraid of where God wants to take us to. That's faith. Hallelujah. That's living by faith. Amen. So let's pray for these prayer requests. We have a couple of them here. And we can hold the offerings up as well, and then we'll dismiss you tonight. Don't feel like you've been shortchanged, because God has already spoken in our midst. You got something to read on and digest and meditate on and see what the Spirit of God might reveal to you more, or do some studying, if you will. You don't have to just study when we come here. You can study when you're out there at home as well. Amen? I know you know that. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we present these offerings before you, we also want to present our request. We come into agreement with Sister Liz regarding Pastor David Goad. Father, we pray that you will raise him up from these strokes he's had, and that you will release divine healing into his life. We plead the blood of Jesus over him. We pray a wall of fire and a hedge of protection around him. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over his life, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, and particularly his brain. We speak to the brain right now. In the name of Jesus, receive the word of healing. No more pressure. We speak to the blood vessels, capillaries. We speak to those to come into divine alignment, circulating blood up into the brain area. We speak to each side of the brain to be made whole in the name of Jesus. We speak to his physical body, right side, left side, to be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. We speak to his body in the name of Jesus. Be quickened. Be quickened. Come alive now. Move. We speak mobility to you. We speak alertness to you. We speak to your vocal cords, to your mouth. We speak to the areas that would be slanted or twisted, and speak to you to be straightened out in Jesus' name. We speak clear thinking. We speak clear speaking. We speak wholeness to your physical body, spirit, soul, and body. And we prophesy to your spirit man to sustain the body, sustain the soul. Receive the word of the Lord that Pastor David Gold may be whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we send forth the word of healing. We send forth the word of healing. We send forth the word of healing and deliverance for his life, for the glory of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that your word is not returning to you void, but your word is accomplishing what you please tonight. Your word is accomplishing healing tonight. Your word is prospering in Pastor David Gold's life tonight, in the name of Jesus. And we also lift up before you, Lord God, Jeff Spear. Father, we've been calling his name out before you, so you are aware. But in the name of Jesus, we pray for sovereign intervention. His life is before you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the doctors that are around him are expecting him to go. They put a time limit on him. They set a date, Lord, as to when they'll pull the plug on him. But in the name of Jesus, we pray for you to step into that room. We pray for you to heal his brain. Restore his brain. Quicken his brain. Cause his brain to be whole. Give him a new brain, Lord God. Give him a new brain. You've kept him alive this far. You've kept him alive. He only had hours to live, and he's still living. Now they're setting days, Lord God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we speak to Jeff Spears. We speak life to you. We send forth the word of God to heal you and deliver you from destruction. We send the angel of the Lord into your room to stand guard and watch over you, to touch you, and to make you whole. Ah. We erase all doubt and all fear, all worry, all anxiety. And we lift up a praise. We lift up a praise of victory. We lift up a shout of praise. We lift up a hallelujah and a thank you, Jesus. And we rejoice in you because you're our healer and our maker and our deliverer. You're our miracle worker. You're our miracle worker. You're our miracle worker. You're our miracle worker. Work a miracle on Jeff Spears' behalf tonight in Jesus' name. And for the word that has come to us tonight, Lord God, that we take heed to it. Reminding of times past, that word being spoken, and fast forwarding to the present of here we are and you're speaking it to you. We thank you for using your vessels of instruments of righteousness to speak it. We receive it. And how many of you are ready for it? You were challenged tonight by the Spirit of God. How many of you are ready to meet that challenge, if you will? How many of you are ready to go deeper, go higher? How many of you are ready to surrender all totally and completely in the name of Jesus? Yeah, it's okay to raise your hand. It's okay to identify with God. Identify with Christ and mean it. Hallelujah. Yeah. 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 Don't stand on the seashore of safety. Preserving a life, if it was not for God, you wouldn't even have eternal life. Your life would end at your last breath, and you'd spend eternity in hell. But God has stepped in, who's rich in mercy, as the scripture has said, and he's given us life abundantly, life eternally. Hallelujah. We answer the call. We answer the challenge. We rise to the occasion. you do the work in us and through us for your great name's sake and for your glory. We ask your blessing upon the offering tonight. We thank you for every giver, every seed sower. We thank you for every tither in this house. You bless them, Lord. You prosper them, Lord. You open doors for them, Lord. You keep the windows of heaven open over them. You continue to rain out blessing and favor, showers of blessings, showers of blessings, showers of blessings, showers of blessings. You continue to pour it out upon your sons and daughters in this house, Lord God. Bless the works of their hands, order their steps, direct their path, and guide them with your eye. And tonight we speak the power of your blessing over them, that the Lord our God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace and put his name on you and over your household to identify you with him. Oh, hallelujah, and him with you. Glory be to God. And the Lord bless you and cause you to shine brightly before all men, that they may see the goodness and the glory of God and inquire within you as to the hope of your calling and why you're so blessed, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we conclude this evening together with a thanksgiving and a hallelujah in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.